Hey everyone, welcome back to Money That Is Intercontinental. I'm sorry I've been away for the last two episodes. Hasana delivered all your messages. I'm sorry, but I'm here now. If you don't know why the episode is called, why the podcast is called that, it's called Money That Is Intercontinental. It's because we talk about cross-border payments, cross-border transactions. So you get it now, money that is intercontinental. That is money that travels across continents. That's where we got that name. And I think this is episode 13 or so. I have my very beautiful co-host with me here, Hasana. Hasana's voice can end the fight between Israel and Pakistan. Oh, sorry, Palestine.
Hi, Femi. Hi, everyone.
Hi. So I think this is episode 13, yeah?
Yes, episode 13.
Wow. We've done 13 episodes. I mean, we should celebrate.
Like plenty cows.
I know, right? I know. So for today's episode, we've had Balaji on here. Who was talking to us about when we crossed the $10 million milestone. Very big, it was very big news for us. We're still excited about that, by the way. We've had Rhoda here, who talked about customer service, customer success, how she's, and I think that was a brilliant episode, by the way. She's about how she's, you know, building trust by responding on time and so on. I think that was a fantastic episode. We've had our product designer on here, who talked about how design can engender trust, which I also think was a fantastic episode. If you haven't listened to them, it's on Spotify, it's on Apple Podcasts, it's on Substack, it's on YouTube. Please go listen to it. Let us know what you think. Again, shout out to our listeners in Germany. Apparently, you guys are our top listeners in the US and Germany and then Nigeria. Shout out to you guys. I mean, Hasana was surprised to see Germany on the list. Wow. We are truly intercontinental.
And even Spain as well.
You know, I mean, okay. So we have small mouths, right? We're going places, right? We're truly intercontinental. All right. Today we have another guest for you. You know, we like bringing you guests. And not just any guests. We're bringing you the chief marketing officer at One Remit. Everybody make some noise. Mr. Shola is in the building. Woo!
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me on this episode.
So, at this point, I'm going to let Hasana ask the questions. You know, so you can hear more of her voice. And I'm just.
Hi, Shola. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, Hasana. Thank you. It's a wonderful morning here. Bless God.
Great. So as Femi said, we'll be talking about how One Remit is helping in regards payments for school fees, basically the future of One Remit in education. So we just want to, you know, let you or allow you talk about some things relating to this. So could we start with like the most unexpected or stressful story of encountered from someone trying to pay tuition abroad from Nigeria?
Again, thank you for having me on this pod. To be honest, it's been commendable what you guys have been doing. We really appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
wait, let's blush a bit. Let's blush.
I always like listening to the pod every morning when I take a drive because, you know, like, yeah, it gives me an insight to what we've been building over time. And I mean, again, like what we stand to achieve, and I know there's a lot more coming from the back. Let me just say that. Yeah. So you know, building One Remit and knowing that Nigerians have a lot of pain point, right? And then specifically talking about paying tuition fees, let's be honest, it is not easy at all. It is not, because it's one that I share and resonate with people, families in Nigeria, knowing how difficult it is getting access to FX to pay their loved ones' tuition. It's not easy at all. Families go through a lot, So there's a stress of sourcing dollars or pounds or any FX, especially in Nigeria, knowing that we don't have like a stable FX rate. It changes every day, right? You wake up today and then the rate has jumped again, and so you're expected to pay this X amount of money, and then the next minute it's changed, and then you have to think about how to make up for that. There's the delay aspect. When people send money and then it takes 5 to 7 days before it gets to the school, that is even if it gets there at all, because yes, we've had cases where money gets lost in transmission, and then like they have to track and do all of these, all at the expense of a student's admission deadline. So now I'll give you this short one. So we had this one customer with a daughter's admission, and it was almost revoked because the university didn't get the money on time, and that was after weeks of payment from the bank. So the issue was the funds got stuck somewhere in transit during maybe middleman delays. You know, again, when you make international payments, the bank have to they have like a relationship with the corresponding bank, and they're like they need to do like this sort of communication between them both. So the funds got lost, and it is a real life stress for people. I'll say like my Nigerians, like in Nigeria, sending money abroad is not beans. Like there's so much pressure that people just run from pillar to post. And then like you have the middlemen too. They will add their own markup to the FX rate, which is a lot more money for people. Or you want to go to black market and source for FX again, that's a lot more money. Instead of just coming to the right source to get your worries sorted in real time, I would say. Because most of the corridors that we serve, we do real time settlement for them. So there's really no need to go to a source where it would take you 2 weeks sometimes, 3 weeks sometimes to get your settlement done.
So remember that we had this episode where we talked about problems with intercontinental money. And we raised this issue of school fees, that some people have lost admissions based on that. Do you remember?
Yes.
There's an episode that we had where we really, you know, delved into the issues, so I like that Mr. Shola is bringing it up and, you know, referencing that again, that it's a real problem for international students from this part of the world. If you're an international student listening to this, or you know someone who is, this episode is for you. Just forward it to the person and have them listen to it, because it's a real problem. I would say that 65 to 80% of international students struggle with this payment problem. But please go ahead.
Another question I would like to ask is, when we are trying to move money, especially large sums like hundreds or thousands of dollars, trust is everything. So how does one remit protect users at every step?
All right, so we start with compliance, right? We start with compliance, and then like I usually like to say this, we are fully compliant. We're registered with FinTrack in Canada. We're registered with FinCEN in the US. We're doing like a lot more. We're doing a lot more when it comes to that aspect, compliance in Nigeria, in the UK, in so many other places. So for first time users, I can say that it's pretty easy, right? You want to make this X amount of payments. First is the KYC. We need to understand who you are. We need to understand source of funds and all of that. And mind you, I'm going to make reference again. So when people go to the traditional bank, and then they also need to do KYC, KYB, it takes them about 4 to 5 days before this gets approved. Meanwhile, we have one of the best infrastructure when it comes to KYC and KYB as well. And our process takes about 24 hours to get you approved. And if you need to send 100,000 or again, like an X amount of money, when you're done with your KYB or your KYC, when it is approved, all you need to do is fund your Naira account. And when you fund your Naira account, and you need to just go through the process of filling the necessary forms on the web, on the website, and we will take it from there. if there's any need for us to get back to you with a request for extra documentation, our customer support team will reach out to you and then they will get the necessary information from you. All of this is quick. Our support system is like 24/7. We don't sleep because the idea is for us to help you get your funds from Nigeria to the your destination institution in a very short amount of time. So we do not waste time at all. So the whole process of fund settlement takes about 24 hours for major corridors. It can be less, but we just like to put it at that time frame. Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk FX. How do you deal with exchange rate unpredictability, and how do you keep fees from becoming such a surprise? Because there are hidden fees. There are sometimes you are trying to send in, let's say, $10,000, but what is getting there, it's not up to because of all these hidden fees. So how do you deal with all these exchange rate issues?
Well, I think also it's one of the places where I would say we are blessed. So again, there is no hidden fee anywhere for our customers. And then when it comes to FX, we have licensed liquidity providers. So that's that issue that most other platforms, maybe banks, what they have, that issue that they usually encounter, we do not. So again, if your tuition is 10,000, and then if the exchange rate is maybe, for example, if it is 1,200, and then we tell you that this is the amount in Naira that you are going to pay, best believe that we are not coming back to you to tell you that, oh, there's a shift in the mid market, oh, there's this one, there's that one. No, we don't tell stories. We are straight as it gets. So if we tell you that this is what you're getting, like in FX, and this is the Naira you are supposed to pay, you just go ahead to do that and we will take care of the rest. So we do not have to worry about mid market shifts all the time, unlike maybe like some other platforms or the banks, because we have liquidity partners and they're like, we do all of the settlements upfront. So we don't really get into all of the FX shortage, FX rate discrepancy. No, we don't fall into that. Again, it's one of the reasons why we built One Remit, because we want to reduce the pain the pain that our people go through every day in sourcing for FX and getting access to FX and doing international settlement and like a lot more.
Let's talk about the kind of support or things that have been put in place if something goes wrong mid-payment. It could be that, because things are very unpredictable, it could be that maybe they put in the wrong payment details or something like that. Basically, things can go wrong. So what are like the support? What support does One Remit offer in this regard?
Well, yeah, you're right. Things can go wrong sometimes, but I'm happy to say that things haven't gone wrong for us. But for you, to answer your question, right? So it depends on the particular issue. But if it's, and I'm pretty sure that it's one that we will be able to solve. What our number one call value proposition is for us to get your money where it needs to be in time. If there's going to be any issue, I guarantee you that our support team and even the internal team, we are always working. We'll make sure that we resolve any issue within the shortest possible time. Because we do not want, I mean, there are different stories again about how people lose admissions. It happens in Nigeria. Like people abroad may not believe all of this, but it happens in Nigeria, and you know, like there's this popular saying that may Nigeria not happen to you. So again, if anything goes wrong in the whole process of remitting remittance to your destination, to your respective institution, we have the dedicated team to work with you, to work with that institution. Because right now we're creating partnerships with a lot more institutions. So the reason for creating this partnership is such that if there's any issue, we're able to resolve it in real time, so that you get, again, like you get your funds from Nigeria to your destination within 24 hours. And sometimes, again, it can be less. So you really do not have to worry about, oh, like if funds get lost or this one, like is my money gone? Do I have to fund again? No. the minute you send your payment, best believe that your respective institution is getting it.
Thank you. For someone who has never used One Remit, can you like walk us through quickly, like a step by step, how to pay and how it gets to the school abroad using One Remit?
Right. So for first time users, the steps, when you open the website, you have to register with your details. You create an account. When you create an account, you need to follow up with your KYC documents, your passport, your ID, and then like any other thing that is required of you. And we will process that within a very short amount of time. So when you do that, you have to go back to the platform, select tuition payment, enter your university or like respective institution details. You upload the invoice. I'm pretty sure there's going to be like an invoice or any document of sorts. And after that, you have to fund with Naira. And when you do that, we get that request, and then we immediately start processing and we send it to your institution. So again, it's quick. Between the time that you visit One Remit and create an account and then like you fund and all of that, everything can be done within 24 hours. It's very easy. And when you need help, all you need to do, there's a we're on WhatsApp. You can send an email to our support team at support@oneremit.co. We're on WhatsApp as well. You can reach out to us, our dedicated staff. Again, we work 24/7. I'd like to say that. So you reach out to us if you need any help. We're there to help you like every step of the way. So if there's more information that is needed, we will like avail all of that to you, and we're ready to make you very, very comfortable with the whole process.
Thank you so much, Shola. Before I hand off to Femi, I just want to ask a final question. So if after all of this you have said and someone listening is still unsure or afraid to try One Remit to pay school fees, what would you say right now to help them feel confident?
So I'm going to say that we are your number one cross-border payment solution in Africa. So my advice is, please avoid unregulated channels or informal agents. Cross-border tuition is just it's too important to gamble with, because it's your child's future. So you need to use platforms like One Remit. We are built for reliability and accountability. Just if you're not sure about this, just come on the platform, chat with us. We're available. You can call us on WhatsApp. We will guide you every step of the way. Right. So when it comes to paying tuition, when it comes to making payments, like, don't just send. Know who you're sending it through. You need to know One Remit. That's where we come in. And then like we educate you. We don't just transact. It's not just like we need to, like we make you will, the trust is built in the whole process. We're here to guide you.
Thank you so much, Shola, for having this conversation with us. Thank you.
I think that was an insightful conversation. Talking about paying school fees and so on. I think that was an insightful one. And I think that the questions cut across the challenges. But as a last question, I would want Mr. Shola to highlight the countries where One Remit processes payments to, so that, you know, nobody's feeling that, oh, okay, you know, my school is in this part. I don't need to help me, you know. I would want to just highlight like the countries or the regions. You can't mention all the countries, like the continents.
Intercontinental, indeed. I like that. We're live in over 25 countries. Yes. Okay, so major corridors I'm going to mention. So UK, Canada, US, Australia, the whole of Europe, we're live in the whole of Europe. So many other countries. So, and again, if I may not be able to mention all of them. So if you have questions, please reach out to us. If there is a university that you want to make, even in Asia, we are there. So if there's a country that you need to make payments to, please reach out to us. We will help you get your payment through. in a very short time.
All right. Right. I like that. I like that. So, guys, again, the website is www.oneremit.co. That's OneRemit.co. OneRemit.co for the last time. OneRemit.co. Go to the website, sign up, and we would catch you on the very next one. Thank you, Mr. Shoda. To my able, beautiful co-host, Hassana, thank you. Shout out to you. And we'll see you on the next one. Bye for now.
Bye.